Thank you very much, Global, for kind introduction. My name is Akira Shibaruma, on behalf of Ghana Embrace Implementation Research Team, as well as Mr. Francis Yeji, the previous presenter of this slot. My presentation is about the paradox of caretaking behavior in Ghana, so in maternal neonatal child health, socioeconomic status, choice of facilities, and continuum of care. I declare no relationship to these goals. In developing countries, in the context of maternal health, socioeconomic status affects the care-seeking behavior. So, receive care or not, in particular, antenatal care, delivery assisted by skilled birth attendant, and postnatal care. In addition to that, which facility to go may be affected by socioeconomic status. So richer, or women with higher socioeconomic status tend to go to visit better facilities. So better, so higher tier public facilities or private health facilities. However, these facilities are not necessarily providing better services. So this is the question. So this is the expected relationship. Women with higher socioeconomic status is expected to receive NSEAD or higher tier public health facility, or this particular study focuses on the private health facilities for ANC. And women with higher socioeconomic status, yes, would continue their care-seeking behavior in delivery and postnatal care. So, expectation that those who received ANC at private health facilities tend more to receive care at health facilities or in terms of the skilled delivery and postnatal care. So then we would like to evaluate whether it is correct or not. So by examining how women from different socioeconomic status sought care for ANC and evaluate their continuous care-seeking behavior at delivery and postpartum stages. In Ghana, facilities, 47% of the facilities are private, according to the Ghana Health Service statistics. And the proportion of hospital is a little bit higher among private health facilities. And private health facilities or privately owned or kind of faith-based nature. And there are a variety of types, so from the hospital to the community-level clinics or maternity halls. Then in Ghana, free exemption policy has been implemented so that women free of charge receive ANC and then delivery and postpartum cures. So, but maybe private facility visitors may involve some indirect cost or cost or in terms of the advanced screening test or kind of the advanced care. So, but basically, regardless of the type of the facilities, so it's free of charge. And study design and data analysis. Actually, we shared the study with Mr. Francis Yeje's presentation, but we have used a slightly different data set. So this is the sub-analysis of the baseline study of our intervention that Mr. Yeji explained. And in the data set, we only include those who received ANC at least once. So based on among the people who received ANC, what is the subsequent care-seeking behavior? This is my topic. And this is recall-based household survey, so for women delivered within 2 years of survey. And outcome variables. So first important variable is the choice of health facilities at ANC, public private or community level, and receive the care at his facility at delivery of PNC is another interest. And variable of interest is socioeconomic status score composed of 17 household asset variables, and it is standardized with mean 0 and standard deviation 1. As we can see, among more than 1,400 women, so visitors to private health facilities at ANC is somehow a minority, only 125. Then, comparing their background characteristics, education was, significantly different among the group of people by the type of health facilities at ANC, especially on education. But comparing with visitors of public hospital and private facilities, no significant difference was observed. Likewise, marital status, socioeconomic status score, and birth preparedness score. So yes, there was significant difference, but comparing public hospital and private facilities, no significant difference observed. However, it's difficult to see, but components of the service received at ANC. So we extracted five key components of the services. The public hospital visitors had 2.87 on average, but private facility visitors received 2.5. That was significantly different between them. And community level facility, actually higher than the private facility visitors in terms of the component of the service score. This is the result of multi-level logistic regression analysis. Somehow shockingly, so comparing with the private facility visitors at ANC, public hospital visitors and community level visitors had around three times as high as continue their care-seeking behavior in delivery and PNC, which was significant, after controlling for many factors listed here. Another important finding that so controlling for socioeconomic status, then socioeconomic status itself had significant impact as well. So women with higher socioeconomic status tend to receive more in private health facilities and public hospitals comparing with the community level facilities. And they actually more likely to receive skilled delivery and PNC as expected. However, the relationship between received ANC at private facility and received subsequent maternal neonatal health services was negative. Women received ANC at private health facilities are less likely to receive skilled delivery and PNC. And we also found that the components of the services they received at private facility was slightly lower than the visitor of public facilities and community level facilities. So implication is that private health facilities preferred by richer or people with higher socioeconomic status, but somehow didn't integrate it into the health system or health administration in this study site. So complied with, yes, national guideline is important regardless of the type of the facilities. Facilities should be monitored, supervised well, regardless of type of the facilities. And coordination among facilities are also very important, because women may receive ANC at one facility, for example, private facility, then may go to a public hospital for delivery or vice versa. So without proper coordination, continuum of care will be disrupted somewhere in delivery or PNC stages. So the message is that to ensure continuum of care, so these points should be ensured regardless of the type of the health facilities. Thank you very much for your attention.